What did you mean when you said a girl, a person, is very common? What did that mean?
Was what?
Very common.
What, common?
Yeah, what would that mean when you said that about your
father? Well, I know what I mean. I'm trying to think of a way to put it. It wouldn't necessarily mean uneducated, because an educated person could be common.
Yes, sir.
They didn't have any taste. They didn't have any. They didn't know how to act.
Yeah.
They didn't know what to say. Or they would say the wrong thing. Or their morals were low. This type of thing.
You wouldn't use the word common in a complimentary sense.
No, not at all. No. As a matter of fact, my wife was on this. This will take time, but this is a screen.
Okay.
This describes exactly what you're talking about. My wife was called up for jury duty. Never served on a jury in her life, and called up for grand jury duty. So because she, the foreman of the jury knew her and knew she had gone to college and, you know, had some education, he made her the secretary. And she would write the minutes and keep up with the proceedings of the grand jury. Well, of course, the jury was half white, half black, half male, half female, right according to the law, brother. They went right down the line. So they'd been there all for two or three days listening to all this junk that comes up before a grand jury. And they had one or two of blacks that came up there dressed up fit to kill. And I mean, they had hats and gloves and everything, and Ann the other day would go up there. She was going to be comfortable because she knew she was going to be sitting in that thing all day, and she had on comfortable clothes and had on some tennis shoes or something, you know.
Yes.
Well, they came when they were supposed to go out and inspect all of the county buildings, the jails and all that. So Ann had her car there, and she started over toward the car, and here came this dressed up black lady, and she was going. She said, "Do you mind if I go with you?" Ann said, "No, come on." So she got in the car and they started to drive off. And so the black woman was trying to make conversation. She said, "You are making a very nice secretary." Ann says, "Thank you. Appreciate the compliment." She says, "Well, is you a secretary?" She said, "No, I'm not a secretary. I'm just a housewife." She says, "Well," says, "maybe the reason I think that you is a secretary is because you remind me of a friend girl of mine who is a secretary and says you's a whole lot like her. Says, you know, says you're just kind of plain and common looking." And it was all Ann could do to keep from laughing out loud, because she knew she wasn't trying to insult her. But from what she said was an insult.
Yeah.
So she was just plain and common looking. So that would, in ordinary circles, would be an insult.
Yeah. Well, now what sort of things would bring the community together when you were younger? I mean, like how y'all would get together? Would you, did you ever have it?
Well, of course we had no mixed racial get-togethers.
Yes.
Or if you'd have a parade uptown, you might, and blacks happened to be there, they'd watch. When we, there was a lot of participation in black and white churches. You would have blacks coming to our church. They would sit in the Bible. We'd go to that Bible church, and to show you how far off base we were at the time, when we'd go to that church, they would usher us down to the front row. We would actually get the seat of honor.
Mm-hmm.
And they were glad to see you come. The ones that came to churches, to funerals, to services, the funerals, the weddings, and things like that, they came on in. They knew there was just nothing ever even thought about it one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Until 1954. And of course, all of that flopped. It became an issue, and somebody drew a mark in the road and said, "You get on one side or the other." And people lined up, that's all. They just had to line up. Some people made a crusade out of lining up on the black side, and that's their privilege. And